Hey, this is me, Vinny. I went to the movies last night. I saw this flick, Return of the Jedi, a special edition of the 1983 classic. I don't want to review this, so I figured I'd discuss two, three things that I didn't notice 15 years ago. First off, Harrison Ford was way better an actor by Jedi. But after all, the week before he started shooting Star Wars, he was building somebody's porch. I noticed that the Emperor invites Luke to join the dark side about 200 times over here. Maron, what a nag this guy. If somebody says, try the cocktail weenies 200 times to me, it's just human nature. I'm thinking, what the hell's wrong with the cocktail weenies? The last thing I'm trying is them cocktail weenies. I noticed that them Ewoks still look like something the cat coughed up. And a lot of these little hairballs get whacked, and that's good, because they're more irritating than a cervical collar on a hot day. The chase scene of the speed of bikes is thrilling. Forget about it. Of course, not as thrilling as Sharon Stone adjusting her sitting position in Basic Instinct. That's film history's most thrilling scene. And Luke never wavers between good and evil that much. They should have made it like a truly evil version of the Brady Bunch, when one of the boys says, hey, you know them broads down the hall ain't really our sisters. But the ending sequence, Maron, showing the death of a father's love, and Luke's lighting of Darth's funeral pyre, putting closure to the series. It reminds you that there will never be another epic like the Star Wars trilogy until they release it again in 10 years with two, three more changes. So this is me, Vinny. I'll talk to you next time I go to the movies.